right, we are live on Facebook. Hello, friends. If it's Friday, it is Margaritas with Margarita, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And today's guest, you are going to love, Marcus Turner, founder and director of the Education Associates and Affiliates. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, producer of Rita's show. So you are listening on Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV, which are Rita's channels. Today's topic is the value of student services for traditional and non-traditional students in educational settings. So take it away, Rita.
Thank you so much, Hope, for that introduction. And Marcus, we are so happy to have you here because it is August and it is, in my mind, it is already back to school. So tell us about Educational Associates and Affiliates. What is, what's the origin, or what is the origin of EAA?
Well, first, Rita, thank you for having me on your show. It's such a pleasure to come on board and to enlighten your folks on educational consulting, and also specifically my business and my service. But to answer your question, Educational Associates and Affiliates is a post-secondary consulting agency that supports transitional high school students and college students. We specialize specifically in working with students with disabilities who are on the spectrum. You know, our roots were really founded in 2009 at a private college in Maryland. We started with a small, extremely small cohort group of approximately 9 students. They were incoming freshmen, and we stayed with them. We matriculated with them all the way to graduation. And I tell you, the accolades that we received from the parents and the staff really nurtured our expansion. So we have been touching numerous schools, not just in Maryland, but also in the U.S. We have students all over at different institutions, which are found on our website.
Congratulations. I mean, 2009 to now, that is more than a decade.
Absolutely. It's been a blessing. Don't get me wrong. It has had its challenges, but we have been truly thankful for not only our students, but also the parents, because the best form of marketing is word of mouth. And the parents have been awesome with really sharing our stories and to their families and friends and, you know, just anyone who can hear. So it's been truly a blessing.
So tell us how you specifically, I know you can't violate confidentiality, so don't say any names or any institutions, but tell us how you work with your students and families.
Oh, wow. So specifically, I support the students with a kind of wraparound approach. We create real world goals and action plans. Many of our EA students are quite intelligent in their own right, you know, we can say that, but it may not be a traditional sense of academics. You know, some students who are on the spectrum are extremely creative thinkers. So we tap into that creative side of those students. But regardless of their intelligence, whichever side that touches on, I try to help parents view the students' challenges as opportunities to enhance their strengths in areas to compensate for those pervasive issues that they have had all their life. For example, let's say now many of our students who come to us on the spectrum have had challenges with executive dysfunction, right? And that is primarily an issue that centers on organization and multitasking. To kind of curb these challenges, I create benchmark goals for daily routines, because individuals with executive dysfunctioning, they can't really multitask. They need something that's narrow and they can reach it with different type of milestones. So without giving the students a wide range of tasks with respect to academic and social endeavors, I try to kind of narrow, like I said before, narrow down those particular goals where the students can see minor success. And this is commonly recognized to many of us as compartmentalized. You know, we have so much to do in a typical day, but we have to prioritize. What can we do now? What can we do later? So that's what I do with the students and the families. And it seems to work. Yeah.
No, I absolutely love it. You know, that's not so different from what I do with financial planning. I try not to give people any more than three things. And one of them can be as silly as just giving me their social security statement. Right. I was like, when your social security statement comes, I need you to give that to me. The other thing I need you to do is X. And I never give people even more than three things. And sometimes I'm just going to give them one. But I appreciate what you're saying, because it is overwhelming and people need to experience many successes.
Especially when you're dealing with education. You know, so many, and I say this loosely, I think one of the aspects and the attributes that EAA sets aside from other industries and other consulting agencies is that we remember being students. So we empathize, we sympathize. There's one thing that I think we do extremely well that other professionals tend not to do. We relate. And that is what our students need more than anything else. They don't need someone with a bunch of letters behind their names and degrees, which we have, but they need someone who can relate to them, their struggles, their passions, their desires. And that's what we do well. We do that really well. We capitalize on what they want to do. And we center that on a goal that is attainable, not far reaching, but attainable.
I definitely feel your passion. I see your passion. What do you enjoy most about the work you do?
That is simple. That is so easy to answer. And I think it's a cliche with answering it, but most individuals in education love, because I used to teach middle school. Also, I'm a professor, adjunct. What we love seeing the most is seeing our students succeed. In this particular business, if I'm working with students versus my staff, I tend to be the first person who actually sees the students' grades, you know, because I have access to their college accounts. That is something that I need to have so I can make sure the students are staying on task. So being the first to actually see that the student started on one level and ended on a higher level, that just brings such a place of joy to me. So that is what it is. It's the ability to see my students succeed. I'm really proud of that. I can't tell you how many graduations I've attended where parents have just broken down and cried because they could not believe that their sons and daughters would get to this point.
Oh my goodness, that's truly a blessing. If that doesn't move you, I don't know what does, right? So this is a little bit open-ended because every family is different and every student is different. But for families who, you know, are struggling or looking for answers and guidance, what high-level strategies or advice can you give to help them find the support they need?
It's interesting that you say that, because I think so many families and parents, they just want to kind of fix and thrust their sons and daughters into a situation, into a program with a consultant. Not all the time, but sometimes I feel like, and you know, I don't blame the parents because they're frustrated. But the most important thing a parent or families can do for their sons and daughters who want to come over to a consultant, make sure it's buy-in. You know, it's imperative that the son or daughter has buy-in. You know, parents have to remember that their sons and daughters, they want a voice. Those voices have been silent for so long because many are dealing with an emotional disability or a learning disability, and people have been speaking for them. So what many of our students have not had that voice, and all they want to do is be heard. So what I would suggest to parents is don't force it. You know, try to let it be natural and organic. give me the opportunity to build that relationship with speaking with the son or daughter without possibly you being there, Zoom, because that is something that the son or daughter typically have seen. They need to feel comfortable. Forcing a student to engage is extremely hard. It's not impossible, but most of the time it requires a carrot. Suggesting to the student that if they work with a consultant, they'll pass, that sometimes that's just not enough, you know? It's just not enough. So I would strongly suggest to parents, make sure your sons or daughters have buy-in, you know, before reaching out to me. But if they don't, it's not that I can't support them and help them achieve buy-in, but it's just, we need to make sure that they understand that they are potentially securing services for someone who's going to help. So buy-in.
Yes, they do matter. And I really like what you said about for so long, no one has actually really asked them what they want, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Not what they want, but what is their desired outcome, right?
Yeah, it makes so much easier when I gradually release the consulting to the student, because that's really, really what we want. This is a relationship where it's a give and take. You know, I'm going to throw on a significant amount of supports when the student first comes to our program. But eventually we want to see that the student has been hitting these benchmarks so I can release some of that ownership back onto the student and off of our plates. You know, the student wants that because so many for so long have been somewhat inundated in doing for the student. And it's time for after some time with gradual release and goals that are realistic that the student can do for themselves.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And so how can people find you? Website, social media? So we can't keep you a secret. You're not undercover.
Absolutely. So if you can do a Google search and type in edassociates.org, that'll take you right to our website. You know, it'll be some other links as well. You can also email me directly. You have my contact, mturner@edassociates.org. You can email my admin@edassociates.org, or you can simply call us by phone, 443-712-7696. Contact us at edassociates.org. I want people to imprint that in their brain, edassociates.org. That is how you can reach us. You know, I don't think I touched on what drew me to this work, Rita. And I wanted to,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Well, I know you taught school. So what drew you to this work?
What drew me to this was, you know, if I kind of go back, EAA was born out of frustration and an eagerness to assist those who are commonly described as being marginalized. So I used to work back in 2007. I worked for one of the largest private post-secondary special needs social and educational agencies in the US. I was the director of academics, and I really loved it. I truly loved doing that. I was able to build connections with colleges, staff, parents, and most importantly, the students. It was something that I thrived at. I hired staff that tutored students and just promoted success. It was such a gift. However, after I had been there for some time, 2 years at that particular time, I get kind of emotional. And I tell you why, because I grew so fond of the students there. I really did. But after I was researching, I learned that this place that I called my second home, I was there so much, were overbilling the students, the parents, and they were only producing mediocre results. It just turned to be morally troubling for me. You just have to understand that I built relationships with these parents as well as the students, and to find out that many of our parents were utilizing their retirements and financial investments to secure services for their sons and daughter. It was hard for me. And then, you know, after I left, I found out that many of the students would just move back home into their parents' basements without any real self-sufficient skills or independent skills. So from that, I said, I couldn't do this anymore. I just, after I left, parents just kept reaching out to me. That's how EAA was born. Educational Associate Affiliates was born from the parents' frustration. And they knew that I had this bond with their sons and daughters that went far past the walls of that particular agency. So they wanted to stay with me. And I just created it. So I was truly thankful for those parents. And I have to tell you, a significant amount of them, the students, they have their graduate degrees because they were with me for the amount of time that they were there.
Well, that's truly incredible. And instead of just accepting things for what they were, you said, you know what? I can't take this anymore. I need to do right by these people. That's it. I'm out of here.
It's true. I couldn't. And I think that is what separates us again from some of those larger agencies, you know, having the ability to relate and really just be compassionate about the students that are coming to us. You know, they have been beaten down, left behind, their confidence has been destroyed, and we are here to really build them back up. And how do we do that? We don't just do that through them reaching certain scores and grades. We do that by relating to them and talking to them. They're human, you know? They just come to the table with, they just learn a little differently, that's all.
One of my clients shared this with me. She shared this with me before 2007. Instead of saying learning disabilities, obviously there are some students who truly have that. But she told me that some of the language that her son's school uses is learning differences because her son is truly brilliant. He was taking calculus 3 in high school. So he's brilliant, but he learns differently.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's wonderful. That's synonymous with how every student doesn't have a disability. They are learning. And we have to tap into those differences so they can grow and excel in whatever they have destined for themselves. So, yeah.
So, Marcus, before I turn it back to Hope, is there anything else that you would like to share with us?
We are open for business. If any parent would love to reach out to us, please. Rita has my information. Hope has my information. Please feel free to reach out. And I promise within 24 hours, my administrative assistant will contact
you. Awesome. Thank you. Back to you, Hope.
Thank you so much, Marcus. You are clearly doing amazing, amazing work. And congratulations to you and to everyone that works with you. So we'll put all those contacts into the liner notes so people can just click to meet you. And thank you, Rita, for another great episode. Tell us about next week's guest at Friday Eastern Time.
So next week's guest is Dian Nguyen. She is Professor of Philanthropy at the American College for Financial Services. And I think that it's going to be amazing because she's going to talk about her journey as well as philanthropy and the cohorts that she is leading, Advisors of Color in Philanthropy. So you don't want to miss this one.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss any of these. 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 15 minutes of great tips from Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. Thank you, Marcus Turner. Thank you, Rita. And thank you to everyone who's watching. You can watch all of Rita's episodes at margaritachang.tv. And of course, check out her website, margaritachang.com. We'll see you all next Friday at 5 p.m. Stay well.